Okay, I'm listening. Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry I stopped you. I just want to write down whatever needs to be written down.
I think we have to look for projects that bring in bigger money. In other words, it's fine selling,
yes,
you know, speed around here and the easy around there, and that gives us...
We have a product that brings in
money. One minute. Gives us a little money that we can...
Just spend to make more little money.
Right. But we have to look for bigger... Therefore, I think Ness, I think we have to drop.
Ad kedei kach. Ad kedei kach.
It's not going to show us big money anyway.
You mean even success will just leave us in the same...
It won't bring us big money. It won't bring us... How many are we going to sell? I mean, you know, and it's a lot of work to get into a market.
What you are saying is basically that the amount of work to have a presentation and travel and so on and so forth for the Ness would be the same thing as the amount of work invested in selling something like the UD Precise.
Correct.
Where the profit, should it succeed, is much, much higher.
Right.
That is what you're saying. Correct. That is the same common sense that you didn't work with the Amenti.
Right.
But I'm not arguing. I see your point.
Okay.
But we should keep in mind that it's probably... No. You're right. But we don't have... Except UD Precise.
One minute. We have UD Precise. We have CDI.
But we're yet to know exactly even how to go about it.
So that's why we have to do a bit more research.
Okay, CDI.
Did he reply at all? Yes, sir. You sure he got the
I will call him today and make sure. I will call him once we're done here.
Okay. Because that's not very, you know, encouraging
maybe,
from him.
Maybe he's like me. Maybe he missed the email.
All right. Okay. I think CDI can bring us quite a lot of money. The people we were staying with in...
Let me tell you what my problem with CDI is.
Yeah.
It's not a problem. I have a few problems with them. First and foremost, that I'm not sure exactly how we're going to go about it. Regardless of Yitzchak's answer or non-answer, I'm not sure how we should go about it, number one. But besides that, CDI is a service company at the end.
So?
I think we have a problem. We wouldn't be looking for them, let's put it that way. The only reason we're in touch with them is because
Gedalia
happens to know them, which is good. But we wouldn't be looking for them. What we need is UD Precises rather than... You see... I'm not saying we should drop CDI or something like that. But I am saying that the work, the learning curve, or you say we should do research. Yes, we should do research. But until we figure out...
At the same time, we could attack the publishers for CDI. The book publishers. In different countries.
Okay, let's pin that for a second. Let's put a pin in that. One second. Okay, so we have CDI. But I think you're right. Your first sentence was right. We need to find more UD Precises and the type that actually works. Question is what? Let me tell you something. I just realized, right now as we're speaking, I realized something. But it's a small market. I do have a contact. Mm-hmm. In the airplane industry. Avionics. I know a lady, a woman, well, actually I know her husband, who is a representative of one of the major British companies of, they sell all these airplane maintenance parts. Like car parts, but airplane parts. And she's their representative. It first was in Israel, and now in all kinds of Eastern European countries. I'm just throwing ideas based on your sentence that we need big or expensive. We don't need big. We need expensive products.
So conductor, tell her we got a marketing company. And is there something we could do in conjunction with her?
No, that is not the way to go. And I'll tell you why. Because she is basically like us. Her company is basically like our company. She represents, there is this English, it's a main company, I forget the name of it, a very rich English company. And she basically, she's doing very well, by the way. And she's basically, they are her Luca. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The reason I brought her up is that maybe we should get into what is very expensive.
Oh, lots of things.
What? Think about it for a second. What is very expensive?
Diamonds.
No. I'll tell you why not. Not because I need a diamond, it's a commodity.
Yeah.
And it's a Russia. Same thing for gold, for tea.
Look.
What is expensive?
Look, we have to have, you know, it's very hard to break into something new, you know,
but
without knowing something about the industry itself and also the market. If we could sell 2 or 3 UD precise machines.
But we're not. We have to be realistic here, though. We're not.
We haven't tried hard enough. We have not tried hard enough.
Partially because Luca is not supporting it hard enough.
Partly. I'll talk to him about this.
We keep revisiting this UD Precise thing. But it's true, we didn't try hard enough in the past few months.
Look, we sent out some emails 6-7 months ago.
And I told you that's worthless. And
it's worthless.
I said
unless
it.
Unless we follow them up with a phone call, with a thing.
No.
You see,
let me tell you something. I'll tell you one of the reasons we're not making progress with UD Precise. And that is, I can give you 3 reasons. Mm-hmm. The first one is that we find all the other products of Tema much easier. It's much easier to get a meeting and have a trip to show to some car business, the easy round and the speedy round. And
by the way, Lucas sent some...
One minute.
Okay.
So we keep on falling back to this. The second reason is, and that I told you 6 months ago, emails, betach b'davar kaze, will bring us, I was sure about it then, I'm sure about it now, it will give us nothing.
I agree.
If we want to sell the UD Precise, to try and sell the UD Precise. And I said this before, so maybe now you see it more the same way as I do. If we are to do it, we need to be reichling. We need to, A, and Luca needs to make a presentation, in a PowerPoint presentation, and all kinds of marketing.
He needs to make a video.
A video and a presentation, and he's not doing it because his mind is set already for the next generation, and what he has now is gulnish mit gulnish loch patlom, is
it? Look, Benny, listen. One of the things that I had in mind, what I want, why am I going to Luca?
But you said it before, I'm sorry to say it though.
I know, but this time I'm going to tell him, look, you've invested a lot of money in this UD Precise, it's standing here, you've wasted your money, it's tied up money, and there's
and
no chance of selling it without...
Cold. Are you cold?
Yeah, I'll put on the heater.
Are you cold?
No.
I don't know why I'm cold.
I will speak to Luca. Don't worry.
Okay, but I don't want to wait till February.
Want a sweater?
No, I'm good. I don't think... I have a problem with this. It is December now.
Mm-hmm.
Our speed of actions is too slow, though. If you're sitting now and we're saying, and I agree, we should push UD Precise. Okay, so what are you saying? Let's, the mid-February, in 2 months from now, you will talk to Luca, and then he will or will not make a move. So what are we going to do until March? We need from him. We can't. That's why we're not doing it. We can't do anything. Say, let's say I would be able to have meetings with three companies in Europe next week, which is impossible. I would have nothing to say to them. I would have no marketing material to show them.
Okay.
I would have no presentation to show them. I would have nothing to talk about.
Hold on a second. I can write to Luca.
And it seems that he cares less.
I can write to Luca the following. What I said to you just now about tying up money, I can write to him all this, and I can say to him that we need a proper presentation with a video showing the machine working.
And also a proper PowerPoint presentation. Because the only way to sell it is to go to these companies, meet with these people, convince them to come to see it, either in Taruchot or in Genoa, which is most probable. Have it in Genoa actually working, rather than have people come and Luca has a million excuses why it's not working this week. Having people, after that, coming there and see it, then negotiating. You see, we want to sell expensive things, it comes with a price. And the price is that there's a longer cycle, and it's more expensive, not only that we only make more money, but it also costs more money for the customer. So it takes more to convince him. It takes more to get him on board.
But would you agree that I write to Luca in this respect?
Of course, but I don't see him doing it. I honestly do not see him doing it. Neither do you.
The other thing is that I want to ensure, and I have some question marks, you know, little doubts. They're not big doubts, they're little doubts. That, say for instance, we sell a machine to the United States.
Is there a machine to supply?
What?
Is there a machine to supply?
No. Luca will supply it, there's no doubt about it.
But?
But is
Luca or Robert ready to go to wherever we sell it and
demonstrate and train and
right, correct.
Of I hope the answer to that is of course.
I'm not sure how.
Does he want to sell these machines or not?
He does.
Just wanted to be like he's shooting in his workplace.
He's got money tied up. I think he's got 100,000 euros plus tied up in this machine. He's put money into it.
But if he won't come and train people, and I mean train for a while, not for an hour, in and out by car. So no one will buy it. Not even if it's the best machine and the cheapest price.
So let me put together an email to him.
I want to recommend this. Let me recommend this. Talking Chazon wise.
Okay.
That's what we're doing here. We're talking about 2016. I think we need to rebrand ourselves. Tell me what you think about this. We are not just a marketing company. We are a marketing company for industrial machinery. What does that mean? That means things like UD Precise. And the patent, which is industrial machinery. It's a patent for it, but it's still a patent. Now, what we should do in 2016, look, I'm assuming Luca will cooperate on all accounts. We should sell. You be precise, work very hard on it, but it will take time, though. And it will take effort, because people do not put a hand in the pocket and spend €500,000. It will take cooperation from Luca. UD Precise. The patent. Again, we need him to sign the contract. For crying out loud. We need to sign the contract and we will have to be, I will have to be running around and in this case I will create a presentation. I'm not going to wait for him. I'm going to create my own presentation because I understand how it works, and I will create the presentation, unlike the UD Precise.
Maybe I'll bring the model back with me.
What?
Maybe I'll bring the model back with me.
If you do, great. But if you don't, I will create a presentation. And definitely we'll have photographs and a video of it. That shouldn't be a problem. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And number three, find more UD Precises. When I say more UD Precises, I mean industrial machinery from other companies.
Okay.
I'm referring to all the points you brought up here. Number one, we should focus on expensive products. Number two, it's very hard to go into something out of the blue. But industrial machinery is something it's around our abouts,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not a stranger to us. Mm-hmm. We can also, when trying to get the client, we can also demonstrate or show the UD Precise, and you see that it's a similar type of machinery, so it will be easier for him to take us on board.
Mm-hmm. Benny, Goldie was speaking to me about this a few days ago.
About who?
About Luca. Had he listened to Fritz years ago and found an investor to put up money for making the thermoplastic addition to UD Precise, we would today be selling 3, 4, 5 machines a year.
And that would be parnasa for everybody without any worries.
Right.
But he didn't listen, and I'm afraid he will not listen. And I am afraid that we are wasting our precious time on him, because look, this agreement we first drafted when? July?
Yeah, but we didn't do anything until he extended the patent, which was mid-December.
No, we did it before. I'll show you. You have your email.
Yes, I've seen it. But he told us.
Okay, so he didn't extend the patent. Everything is.
Because it was supposed to run out in December.
The thing is that everything with him is pulling a tooth. That's my problem. Every little thing is pulling a tooth. All he needs to do about the patent, Lahavdil Mayudi precise, is sign it. If there's one you want to change, change it, sign it, and let us run with it.
Benny, I told you a few weeks ago we might have to drop him.
Okay, so we might have to drop him. And what I'm saying is, but we're not dropping him, and we're spending a lot of time and emails and phone calls and conversation between us and CCs and so on. We're not dropping him. If you think we should drop him, maybe we should. But if we don't, if we decide to sell the UD Precise, we need him and the patent. We need him to sign the goddamn agreement. Forgive my French. Immediately, not in 2 months. And we need a presentation.
And he might have to show it to his lawyer, and then, you know.
So another week, another 2 weeks, and I'm not. We can't do anything until 5th or 6th of January. It's the way the world is right now. But, okay, so on the 7th of January...
I think we'll see the...
He should be more anxious than us. He should be calling us every day and saying, no, he's not doing anything. If we don't contact him, we don't hear from him. If you won't send him any email for a while, we won't hear from him. He should be wanting us, begging us, to go ahead and do our jobs.
He's too busy just keeping the factory going.
But what is he doing?
He's making
easy rounds and selling them, and that's his parnasa, and that's all there is, and that's why we are stuck with it. That is the truth.
Correct.
Because the same as it's easy for us to fall back to that, because that because of maybe buying 3,000 euro per sham, so it covers expenses. He does the exact same thing, and no one's doing the big picture, and no one's making any real money. We're just making month to month and day to day. That's all we're doing, and that is very annoying to me. So in my opinion, what we should do is try to get him to sell, to make an agreement with about the air conditioner thing. Once he makes an agreement,
he'll sign it, but he'll
But I have to wait for that. It will take 3 months, so...
No, he'll sign it after showing it to the lawyer. I think by the end of...
January.
By the end of January, he will have it signed.
Okay. I'm saying this
and
again.
And certainly by the time I get to him, he'll have it signed. Or he'll give us some other clauses and this and that. You know.
Well, let's make this. Let's go down to action items from our point of view, because we can't control what he does. We can only control what we do. What we should do, in my opinion,
let me just make a calculation, very very quick calculation. Say we sell it for 6 million euros.
The patent.
Yes.
Yeah.
How much does he get out of it? How much do we get out of it?
He gets out of it 15 times 4 is 6. He gets 3.4 plus a million, that's 4.4 million, and we get 1.6.
So he's got no business asking us to invest in the patent rights.
He anyway has no business asking us. We are a marketing company.
There is. I know.
We are a marketing company.
I'm just getting it straight in my mind.
First of all, there will never be a break-even point. He will always have, no matter in how much we sell
always
it,
more.
No matter in how much we sell it, he will always have 3.4 million euro more than us.
Okay.
That is 85%. Right. Of the 4 million.
Right.
of the first 4 million, okay, we get 600,000.
Title to it. It's
of his first 4 million, we get 600,000. He gets 3.4. That's okay, it.
Don't forget, we have to pay out if we go through
them and travel and expenses and so on and so forth. And he doesn't pay. He doesn't pay. Yes, and he doesn't pay you for our trips for that, and he doesn't pay us for our hotels for that, and he doesn't pay, and we don't ask him. We don't have any business asking him. We are he's the producer. He's the owner of the patent. We are selling him services. Ma pitom shen shalem lo la patent imchay kronik lo bidal shu morviach yoter. On principle, mal kashur.
Benny, what you can do in the meantime? Let me finish because this is in my mind now. What you can do in the meantime? Before Luca signs the agreement and we're ready to move
forward with
contacting people, you now start looking who we should offer this to.
That's what I was going to say. Here is what I am taking upon myself. Because I can't talk to Luca, and you write the emails and whatever.
Okay.
What I take upon myself from now until the end of the vacation, because there's no one to speak to in the meantime.
Okay.
Until then, I take this upon myself in the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Number one, find a potential Aircon.
Let me give you a few points.
No, let me finish this and then you'll give me a few points.
All right.
I'm telling you what I'm taking about myself, okay? Aircon
manufacturers.
Aircon potential customers for us.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
That is the first thing I'm going to do. Don't give me pointers. Number two, I'm going to do the same thing.
For
you, be precise, which we basically have, because it's the people we mailed. Nonetheless, I will create a system. Who can we actually meet? Who I think would be interested, and so on and so forth. And number three, as this new thing, as a, this is more focused than we did before, as a industrial machine a marketer,
yes.
I will find within 2 weeks
some other machine,
a few possible machinery producers. They don't have to be in Israel.
No.
That we can take aboard selling machines that are A, expensive relatively, and B, as close as possible to the UD precise and Teima Bichlal,
okay,
industries, okay?
Okay?
Industrial. This I will do during the vacation. Industrial machinery producers. All of these things. Oh, and one more thing I'm going to do. For, yeah. I'm going to build, and please God, that it's not Stam Lebazbez Tazman, and he's not going to do anything with it. But
did
I'm going
to show you what Luca has for the aircon thing? He has a.
Show it to me, but
he has a presentation.
Show it to me, I will change it.
He called it.
How did you know I was going to say that?
He called it.
1 minute. I will come up.
Goldie?
Yeah?
Do you remember seeing Luca's presentation for the aircon, for the air conditioning thing?
What was it called?
Salt? Don't.
see if I can find it.
No, what you have to do is first handle all the things with, you know, handle issues with Luca.
One minute.
You have to handle things with Luca and find and send me. Current presentation he has. Agreed?
Spa, he called it. Spa.
Why would he call it that?
He called it Spa.
No. Two things.
See if you can find it on the...
I will. You too, try. Oh, right now?
Yes. He called it Spa. I sent it to you, I think, with a...
I have something, I have something here. It's not your insanity, you have it in the Max Kotema account. This is rather embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll start with this. Okay, I'm
sure he called it Spa.
Yes, I found it.
You found it?
Yeah.
Show me. That's it.
Fine.
That's it.
Found it and he sent it to you, yeah. Okay, it's very...
You found it, Goldie. Goldie. Where is she?
It
was called Spa.
Spa, S-P-A.
Okay, let me give you a few pointers about the air conditioning.
Okay, so you don't have to do that, okay.
There are two or three huge American companies who we can contact directly and we don't have to pay commission to, what's his name?
Which companies?
How
can we contact them directly? Just directly?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Let me get my computer.
Okay. כן.
בסוף הלכת ליואב?
אני אצל מקסו עכשיו, עוד לא הגעתי ליואב.
אה, הבנתי. לקחת את הג'ינס והכל?
לקחתי, כן. איפה את?
חכה לצביה, שתקפיץ אותי. ישבתי אצל צביה מ-9 בבוקר עד עכשיו, על מאמר מטומטם הזה.
רגע, את לא היית ב...
לא, יש לנו להגיש מאמר היום, המרצה המטורפת הזאת כתבה לי היום ב-6 בבוקר, שאני אשלח את זה כבר דחוף.
לא היית היום בלימודים?
ביי, אני חייבת לנו.
איפה את?
Now, there is...
Yeah.
There is... the largest Japanese company who produce cheaper type of air conditioners. They're building a huge factory in the United States.
How do you know that?
Because it was on you.
Okay, no, don't do this a second. Don't do this. Don't do this.
You want me to write to you?
I want you, whatever pointers you might have on these three things that I'm doing, write it to me.
I have to write down what the three things are.
It's very easy. Four things, actually.
1 minute. No,
I'll send it to you. 1 second.
What?
I'll send it to you.
No, I don't want... Okay.
I'll just send you what I wrote down here.
Here. You see that?
Yeah.
Benny, we're going to be successful.
I'm tired of not being.
What? But the point is, till we get there, we got to hold out.
Yeah. Yeah, I send it to you. Take a look at the email.
1 minute.
You see the email I sent you?
Yeah. Carrier. They're the biggest.
Okay, I think there's more. And I'm not sure we have to go back to the biggest.
Mm-hmm. I know, I
told
I know.
You this already. I think
know.
Maybe, I mean, even...
I know, but they are the only ones who can have the money.
No. That's the thing. Even the non-biggest in this industry, even the second-grade ones, have plenty of money, and they might be hungrier.
Train is the other one. T-R-A-N-E. And York. Those are the four.
What I'm saying is that even the smaller companies...
Yeah, so Train and York are not the big, are not such a big...
Yeah.
You know, as they're not as big as Carrier.
You see,
Carrier's
we need someone who is looking for something that will give their products an edge. 6 million, 10 million euro is not money to them.
We can ask them more.
Okay, I'm just saying, yeah, but we'd rather...
I don't think we should take less than 10 million.
Me neither, because if someone's willing to pay 6, he'll pay 10.
They'll pay 10.
If someone's not willing to pay 10, he won't pay 6 either.
Yeah, yeah. Toshiba is another one, Japanese.
That's Japanese.
Yeah.
Yes,
now,
I saw
now, let me see if I can find the Japanese ones. You got me a few minutes.
Yes,
now.
Yes. But I think each and every one of these you should send me.
Yes, I will. It's Daikin. That's a company. Daikin.
It's a Japanese one?
Yeah. Daikin. That's the one. And that they even gave the global number one air conditioning company.
Yeah, that's what they say. Everybody says that.
No, they are very, very big. I know that.
Good. Where are they positioned? They're
in Japanese.
Who
Japan.
Said they're Japanese?
What?
They're definitely. How do you know?
They're definitely.
Contact. Go to contact. Oh.
Where?
Before there was a contact. Go back. Oh, it's career, sorry.
Board of directors here.
Japanese, yeah. Masanori Tigawa.
Yeah. These are the people that we need to contact.
Yeah, but Japanese people, you might better off go to Gedalia.
Going through?
Gedalia.
Gedalia, yes. Yeah, he said he's got something in Japan.
Japan is better to do.
Yeah.
But the American companies.
The American company we can do.
And companies, maybe there's other. I don't know. I mean, that's what I'm going to do.
Korea is the other one.
No, maybe there's other countries.
LG.
You are assuming that there are none in, I don't know, in India.
There's a big one in India.
So maybe there is.
There's
in
a very
India,
big
we
one.
Don't need anybody. We can go directly.
We can go directly.
Exactly.
Definitely.
And we should. And I'm going to go through that and come up with a complete list of the possible people. And once we sign these and we have a presentation and maybe we'll even have a demo, I can go start traveling around, going to these people and offering it to them. We will know once we start working and once I start meeting with these people, I will be able to know in a month or two whether or not it's worthwhile, this work or not.
Benny,
because if I may...
I think it will be important for you to go to Lucca.
I also think it's important, but I have...
Because a problem,
he doesn't want me there.
I think he can give you...
I think it's very important, but he has some issue with me. I don't know what it is. Or at least he had. Maybe he forgot about it completely. Maybe it was drug-induced. I don't know. But I also think it's very important. Look, about that, think about it. We have 2 weeks to think about it.
I can speak to him as well.
Speak to him. I wrote, handling all the issues with Lucca. That's your...
What?
I wrote for your job for these 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Is handling all the issues with Lucca.
Yeah.
That's number one. And number two, whatever you already have, send me. I'm going to compile a complete working plan, and then all you will need is his signature to start running it.
Okay. That's how we've got to do it. But how do we contact the Americans?
I will call them. And I will just force their hands to see me.
Okay.
I will force them. All of them. Just to see me. And I will go and present the machine. One person, this day, another day, next day, another day, next day.
That's why you need a unit.
And when I come back...
We need a unit.
Not necessarily. It's better. But not necessarily. A presentation, a good presentation will be good enough. I'll tell you why. Because after that, meeting 3 or 4 or 6 with the social level of these people, and they see it. Mm-hmm. They're not worried it won't work. And they will tell me, listen, it's useless to us. Or the patent has been tried already and not worked. Or whatever. Then they will say, basically saying, if it doesn't interest them, so if there's 5 or 6 of these, and they say, lo shayach b'chlal, you're out of your... Thank you for coming, but you're wasting your time. This patent has been patented, and it's not worth anything. Okay? So it doesn't matter what Lucca's lawyer says. If the first 6 don't say it, so another 20 will say it. It doesn't matter. They'll all say it. They all know the market the same way. Mm-hmm. If, on the other hand, they do show interest, meaning they see the patent valid, that's the only problem that can be. There is no way in the world that a company like this will not pursue further actions on this.
Right. Goldie?
Yeah?
Those air conditioners that we saw in Genoa Airport, that gave the air... gave out the air without germs.
Yeah, it was keep it virus free and to
right. What name was that? Can you remember?
I sent an email.
But it's very hard to tell because you can't tell the difference between brand name.
It was Samsung. A Samsung product.
Yes, that's the one. Samsung.
It was a Samsung, but there was a special name for it.
Samsung is Korean.
Wow.
It was Samsung is Korean product, and I sent an email
LG
about it.
In Korea, and there's a few more in Korea. It's a huge market. It's just huge.
They're giant.
What?
They're giants. Korea, all the phones, all the...
Oh, yeah, everything.
They have to be very rich now. The country must be very rich by now.
And they're under threat from North Korea.
They have Gulnish. What do they have? Nothing.
They have nuclear weapons.
Oh, it's nice and warm with this thing on.
I was cold, which I generally am not.
I know. Dove is very sparing when it comes to using these things. No,
it's not very cold. Some people are not...
I try and keep a...
I wasn't cold.
Some people are less sensitive.
No, he's generally freezing cold.
Oh, you are? Actually, you're sitting like this.
I'm not cold. Because I take the Comedin, which thins my blood.
Really? And that makes you feel warmer?
makes me feel colder.
Oh.
In the blood.
That makes you, I don't know. Okay, so that's my project for the next 2 weeks, though. I'm going to do this. All we need on this project is his signature. All the rest we will do.
Benny, when you do the presentation for
the
air conditioning, incorporate something of Luca's spa thing.
Luca's spa thing. I'll try.
Because I've known Luca for 12
years. He doesn't
years.
Need to see it.
Listen, I've known Luca for 12 years.
He doesn't need to see
it. I know that, but that's not it. What I'm telling you is, diplomatically, I have to handle Luca like a diplomat.
Yeah.
The way I write to him, the way I speak to him, the way he speaks to me, we have a certain
way of doing
friendship and a certain thing, but I have to be careful.
I will
because of his anti.
I will try and incorporate.
You know,
I will try and incorporate what I can, but there's very little there.
I know. But nevertheless, see what you can do.
I will. But you send me whatever information you do have about it. You have one document that Luca sent you that. It shows all the, or maybe you wrote it. It shows all the advantages of the patent, all the what's good at it.
Where was that?
I'll find it myself. It was some kind of email that all the advantages. You know that it's the it makes the ear humid and you can you don't need to get rid of the water, and there's a list of advantages.
Okay.
I'll find it.
I can't remember that.
I'll take a look.
I remember there was something like that.
I must go now.
Okay.
I'll take a look at that too. And let's do that. If we can have this signature, say a week after the vacation, that would be just great.
Don't worry about the signature. We'll get the signature. What we need to do is all the preparation, and then once it's
that signed, I will do in these 2 weeks.
Not only that, we have to make a contract, and I think we've got something already. 1 minute.
I'm worried. I'm waiting.
We have to prepare a contract for. I remember we made this.
For what? The contract for what?
This. We made this.
Yes. Yes.
How much did we give them for? We didn't mention.
No.
We didn't mention the.
No, because we said we need to wait for Luca to finalize it.
Okay, so as soon as Luca finalizes it.
That you should do, yes.
We've got to make this with reference to. How much should we offer them?
This is a lot of money. I think that 2% is a lot.
1%, 1.5%?
1.5 over the board, no matter how much it's sold for. That's what I would do.
Okay.
It's a lot of money. It's at least 4 million euro.
Yes.
Right? So it's at least 60,000 euro for their benefit.
Right.
Right? Minimum. It's a lot of money for the finder's fee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And not only that, but they're going to have to involve the people in Japan who's going to, you know.
So what are you asking?
We have to work this out. We have to be careful.
Okay, that's your department. You have to think about it a little bit, and I have to agree or disagree.
Okay.
Okay, Dov, I gotta run now.
Okay,
son is waiting for me. See you.
Okay.
I'll be here the latest I can be again on Thursday. I'll be here
Sorry,
again.
What?
I'm planning to be in Jerusalem again on Thursday.
All right, so
probably we'll meet. But I'm
what
really.
What do you need to do immediately?
Well, you have to handle the Luca issues and send to me. You have to send to me.
Maybe it's diplomatically better for me to write to Luca after the holiday.
In other words,
here's an idea. What
I'm doing by sending him this mail, I'm really criticizing him. And if I criticize him now before the holiday, I think it's better if I do it after. I'll prepare it.
But maybe you should call him on the phone, tell him happy Christmas.
Yes, I'll do that, yes.
And make sure he got the agreement. Funny thing, when do you think you'll be able to sign? Because you should tell him we're like just ready to start running
around. I told him that in the
then, so ask him, try it without being not nice.
Yes.
Try and get a firm date that we can consider.
Okay.
Also, I need you to send me all those things you were just looking at.
Yes.
Don't worry, you can put it in different emails.
Start working. I'll do that.
And if you have any ideas, which I'm going to put a lot of effort on, of my third project, which is to find possible machinery producers like UD Precises, email it to me.
Okay,
see you.
But I think I will write to Luca. I'll write to him. I'll speak with him, wishing him, all the best
for the holiday.
Happy holidays. Have a good Christmas. Enjoy with the children and with Mirella. And I'll speak to him about that. But at the same time, I'll only mention the contract.
Yes.
For now.
That's enough. A contract trying to get
for
a
the
date.
Agreement. Yes.
A date that we will. Okay. Will.
After the holidays, I will put together.
But before the end of the vacation.
Before what?
Before the end of the vacation. After the holidays.
Yes.
Meaning second or third of the month.
Yes.
Not waiting until the 7th until he comes back to work.
No. I'll put together a whole strategy for sales in.
Yes. Very well.
2016.
Good.
Okay. And I'll mention your name as well.
Please do, and try to figure out, this is something important. Try to figure out, because I agree with you, it is important that I will be there. Try to figure out what's his position right now about that.
Well, I can speak to him more about that.
Gently.
I'll speak to when I'm there, I can speak to him more about
that. Oh, okay. This is a good one. Okay. Again, you are the boss of all communications.
I will speak to him. He'll listen to me.
See you.